the brain as a complex computer. The computational theory of mind has quietly entrenched itself in neuroscience. No corner of the field is untouched by the idea that information processing is the fundamental activity of the brain. Steven Pinker, How the Mind Works. Computers are general-purpose algorithm executors, and their apparent intelligent activity is simply an illusion suffered by those who do not fully appreciate the way in which algorithms capture and preserve not intelligence itself, but the fruits of intelligence. Software pioneer Mark Halpern. We must be wary of the central executive metaphor, which sees all of our humanity focused in the frontal lobes of the brain. Not only are we not walking frontal lobes, we are also not brains in a vat. Extreme reductionism, we can call it brain anthropomorphization or the celebrated neuronal man, merely misleads us. It makes such commonplace features of human behavior as emotional self-regulation and the placebo effect into problems, see Chapter 6, when no problem really exists. We must keep in mind that the whole human person, not merely a part of a brain, thinks, feels, or behaves. Indeed, the human person cannot be reduced to brain processes and events, and it is difficult to understand a whole human person without understanding the socio-cultural context in which the person lives. Insightfully, social psychologist Albert Bandura has pointed out that mapping the activities of the neural circuits underlying Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech would reveal little about how it came to be created, and nothing of its social power. The surgeon knows all the parts of the brain, but he does not know his patient's dreams. Richard Selzer, Mortal Lessons. The central executive metaphor comes from a trend in neuroscience and cognitive psychology known as computationalism, which attempts to understand the human mind/brain as if it were a computer. Human behavior is assumed to be determined by the activity of unconscious subpersonal executive processors, modules, and their neural counterparts. These modules are thought to function somewhat like executive files in a computer program. But how useful is this model? In an article reviewing the last half century in this field, software pioneer Mark Halpern notes that the celebrated Turing test for machine intelligence, can you tell whether you are conversing with a human or a machine, has simply not been met.